I thought we finished the game stronger. I thought we had the better chances. I thought we'd won it when Jake had, when the ball dropped him there. I think Greeny's only had, I think one shot to save in the entire game. Loads of positives to start with. Came into the game and thought I'd be picking holes in a lot of things. But to be fair to the players, the desire, the way they've applied themselves in training has been absolutely amazing. And the performance today, the work ethic was what I wanted. The shape, I think, looked good. We can improve on that. And I just think when we start to relax a little bit with possession, then, we'll start and put the 3 points on the board and not just the one.
What are the biggest changes that you think you've brought to the starting 11 since you've joined this week?
Well, it's been hard, because I've only had them for two nights. But I think anyone that kind of understands my teams, they're regimented, they're structured, they're organised, and I think that organisation in the shape today kind of stood out. I was pleased with it. I think we can improve on it. But look, I'm not going to ask the world from the players after having two nights with them. I think they've been superb, absolutely superb since I've been at the club. And I think they thoroughly deserve a pat on the back for their application today. We can improve in a lot of different parts of the game. And I think in the final third, our decision making, the choice of pass, the choice, our decision making in that final third will come with the more we train. But overall, I'm very pleased with the way the lads have sort of bought into the ethics that we're trying to get across to them.
And how's this first week been for you?
It's been a whirlwind. It's been strange just having the players for two nights. And then on Thursday, really, it was just an hour because the nights are drawing in. I'm trying to sort of balance that out because it's lovely when you've got players on a full-time basis because you can get so much more information and over to them. But look, we're at the start of a journey, I think, and at the start of the journey, there's always these highs and lows, and there's a little bit of inconsistency, and I'm expecting that in the coming weeks. Overall, though, we want to realistically achieve our short-term goals, and to do that, we've laid some good foundations today.
Isn't it typical of the fixture list? Your first away trip with Geise back up at Barrow on Tuesday night. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, look, the football always kind of does this to you, doesn't it? But I'm looking forward to it. I've got some absolute amazing memories that, we're just in 18 months there. The journey we went on there was unbelievable. And, we've already spoke to the boys straight after the game about the hurdles now that are going to be placed in front of us, getting over some of the psychological issues that going to Barrow creates in a midweek game. But look, this is a process of growth for the players, for the football club, and I'll be looking for the players now to embrace going away from home, tough places to go away from home, and to have an inner belief that we can not just compete and not just make up the numbers, but win. And I think psychologically that's our next step, and I'll be looking forward to Tuesday to see if we've come on in the psychological aspects of the game.